Welcome to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Coming up later this hour, we'll talk with one of the producers of tonight's PBS Frontline documentary, Losing Iraq. The program traces the U.S. role from the 2003 invasion to the current violence. Also, South Dakota Magazine publisher Bernie Hunhoff spoke with mayors from across the state, from Aberdeen to Winter, to find the one thing in each community that might surprise or entertain travelers and readers. He'll share some examples, but first, 2 months after his death, filming has started in Nashville on a new movie about former Northern State University basketball coach Don Meyer. Over the course of a 38-year career, much of it spent in Lipscomb University in Nashville and NSU in Aberdeen, Meyer had over 900 wins, making him one of college basketball's winningest coaches. Meyer was diagnosed with cancer in 2008 after a serious car accident that led to the amputation of a leg, but he continued to coach from a wheelchair until his retirement 4 years ago. My Many Sons is the working title of the film about Coach Meyer. The idea for the movie came from actor-producer Casey Bond, who played pitcher Chad Bradford in the film Moneyball. Casey Bond also played baseball at Lipscomb University before spending a couple of years in the minor leagues with the San Francisco Giants organization, and he joins us on the line from Nashville. And Casey Bond, thanks for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, when did you first have this idea to make a movie about Don Meyer?
Well, it kind of all stems back to the Moneyball thing. You know, like you mentioned, I was one of the main cast in Moneyball, and Lipscomb University actually invited me back to campus here in Nashville, and we did a screening of Moneyball. I did a bunch of PR, you know, TV, radio, news interviews, everything like that. And we were walking around campus after all of this, and we started talking about Coach Meyer. And to be completely honest with you, you know, I went to Lipscomb, but I wasn't here while Coach Meyer was here. I came after. And I always knew that he was a legend on this campus and saw his name everywhere and saw, you know, all of the accomplishments. But we started talking about him a little bit more, and we're saying, what a great story, you know, he has. And I started to dig into that. I guess it planted the seed in my head. And the more and more I looked at what this man had done, what he represented, what he stood for, and what he was doing at that time, I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is an amazing story. This has to be told. Coach Meyer doesn't need to be just a Lipscomb, you know, name or even just basketball. It needs to be a lot bigger than that because he represents so much more than, you know, just a basketball coach. It goes far beyond that. And so I started down that path and started raising money, getting with the right people, brought on my producing partner, Brad Wilson, who ran Robert Duvall's company 11 years. And we just hammered it, you know, for 2-3 years. And here we are starting filming in August.
So you haven't started filming just yet?
Right, we're doing all the pre-production right now, and we start filming August 12th is the date right now. So we are very, very close.
Well, I'm guessing that most casual sports fans are probably unfamiliar with Don Meyer since he coached at smaller schools, including Northern State. Given that, did that make it difficult at all to get people on board with the idea of making a film about his life?
You know, it was interesting. It depended who we talked to, and a lot of the responses we got were they either knew who he was, you know, right away because of the ESPY thing, and I guess that's more of the avid sports fan, but then it seemed like everyone else would kind of have that look of, I think I've heard that name before, I think, and then, you know, you start talking about him and everything, oh, yeah, I've heard, of course I've heard of him, and then, of course, you go further than just the ESPY and everything, and people really understand what this project is about. It's not about the wins, it's not about all these records. It's about his relationships with his players, you know, his relationships with his family, turning young boys into men, building character. I mean, all these very important things that I think, especially now in our society, we do lack these things. And I think this is a great way to put out a positive message through a true story, an inspirational story, because he's touched so many people, probably far beyond the scope of what I could even imagine.
Is that where the working title for the movie comes from, My Many Sons?
It does, yep. The working title is My Many Sons, and you're absolutely right. It's his players were like his sons. And, you know, I think that speaks a lot right there.
Now, as you mentioned, this film has been in the works for a couple of years. Did you have the opportunity to meet and talk with Don Meyer before he passed away a couple months ago?
I did. You know, I was able to, first of all, present him the idea back when they were naming the court, Don Meyer Court, here in Nashville at Lipscomb. And I know that he's got the court in Aberdeen with his name on it, too, which is pretty amazing, two places, two courts with his name on it. But I presented it to him and told him how much I wanted to do this and why, and wanted his blessing. And, you know, he gave me the opportunity. And over the course of the next couple of years, it's funny, I was actually thinking about this the other day. How many times did I actually get to meet with Coach, you know, during this whole thing? Because I kind of had my head down, was plowing away, just trying to get it done. And I was thinking, you know, it had to have been like at least two or three times. And then I started thinking more, well, there was that time in Las Vegas, there was that time at this camp in, you know, when I went up to South Dakota and in Nashville, and it must have been 10 times, Texas. And that, I think that was kind of, it speaks about Coach Meyer too, where he's able to put himself in your life, even if it's in these small ways, and you don't even really realize it at times. And so, yeah, I was able to meet with him quite a few times, more than I could even remember, actually.
Did that help you understand what his relationship was with especially his players, the people that he coached throughout his four decade long career?
I think it helped, yeah. I think to see his approach to all of it and what was important to him and where he thought he, you know, made mistakes and where he thought he did the right thing. And you know, definitely talking to his players was huge for us. It was important. And just seeing how all of them, it's like one big family. They've all, you could take a player from 1986, their national championship team, and then you could take a player from, you know, 2003 in Aberdeen, and those guys can come in a room, sit together, and feel like they're part of the same family, because he knits so tightly, you know, all of these people through the same teaching and just affected them in the same way. It's really fascinating to see. And all of them will tell you this, he not only affected me, he's going to affect my kids, my grandkids, my great-grandkids. You know, people like this don't come along too often. And so it was amazing just to see the impact he's already had. And again, it goes far beyond what I could probably even comprehend.
When you met with him and first told him your idea about making a movie of his life, what did Coach Meyer think about that?
You know, sometimes he can be a man of few words, and that probably was one of those times, you know. But the biggest thing that he said was, all I wanted to do is help people. That, I mean, that is all he wanted out of this film, was to help people. And so I think that's what we're doing here, and we're putting together something that's going to be inspirational. I think it's going to help people. It's going to continue to let his legacy live on and his teachings live on. You know, films are forever. So we're excited to, as they say, commit this to celluloid and put it out there, and it's going to be something that people can latch on to for years and years to come.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with actor and producer Casey Bond about a new film that is in pre-production right now about Northern State University basketball coach Don Meyer, who passed away 2 months ago in May. Well, Casey, how do you go about telling this story, the story of Don Meyer on the big screen?
Well, you know, it kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier, where again, it's not about the wins. It's not about these records. People know about that. This is a human story. This is something personal. This is, you're getting to see the real character of Don Meyer played out, not just on the basketball court, but in his relationships off the court too, and with his players and how he taught people. I really feel like people are going to gravitate toward this. You know, there's a father-son relationship. There's a relationship with his family. this is definitely a you know, this is going to be a family type film where you can bring everyone to the theater. You know, you're not going to have to worry about what's going on that screen. And I envision this as something where coaches, whether it be basketball, baseball, football, they're going to want to bring their teams to this to see this is what it really means to be a unit, to play together, to believe in something so strongly that you are willing to put the team before yourself. And that can be in a sports concept or it can be in a relationship and life concept. And I think that's what is attractive about this film.
So there's the story goes beyond just you know, people who play sports or are on teams or coach, or you see this as having a broader perspective that this will appeal to and give understanding to people that aren't even involved in sports.
Absolutely. I mean, you're not going to have to love basketball or sports to enjoy this film. This is going to speak to a lot of people outside of sports. And that's what we really want to do, and I think that's really how we're going to reach people with this, is through that kind of story where everybody can come and relate to it and really learn something. Again, it's a character piece, and it's about character, you know, and everyone deals with that and should be interested in that, I think.
Is that what you think will make this movie about Don Meyer different from the many other sports films that have been made over the years?
I think it'll definitely be different. You know, first of all, any true story, all of them have their differences. And this is no different in that sense, because it's revealing more about this man who a lot of people know about, but the sides that, you know, you haven't seen. And I think that viewers, especially with sports, I mean, what are we so interested in? We're interested in hearing interviews from people behind the scenes, because during the game we can only watch them play and we can be fascinated, but I want to know more about that person or even an actor. You know, I'd like to know what's their personal life like? What makes them them? And I think that he's a subject where we're going to get into that, and we're going to dive into that, and people are going to see, okay, this is kind of what made Coach Meyer who he is, and why he was respected, and why he acted certain ways, why he was quirky, you know, these different things. And I think people are ultimately fascinated in that, in human behavior and what's going on behind the scenes.
So you hope to really be able to portray Coach Meyer, give people an idea of, you know, the man. Okay, as you mentioned, this is more than just about the wins. We know about that, but, you know, to know who he was, how he related to his players, and how he responded to the tragedy, particularly later in his life.
Absolutely, you know, it's. I think that, and I think he wouldn't want it any other way, really. He was a man of relationships, you know. He took the time to seek people out and learn about people and really connect on a different level. And I think that's what we're doing here, is connecting with him on a different level. And so, yeah, that's the story that we want to tell. I mean, you know, we think that's interesting, and ultimately we're going to learn a lot more ourselves, as opposed to watching basketball games. You know, we can learn about the wins and things like that, and great plays, but we're not going to take away a ton from a movie like that. But this one is going to get deeper into that relational aspect, and that's where we can really walk away with something, you know, hearty, so to speak, and walk away with a good message and inspirational. And I know that the accident really changed him. He'd be the first to tell you that. It really, really changed him, and we want to display that message, you know, which can fall into the category of, you know, this life is very short, and every moment that we get is definitely precious, and to think about those types of things. And I think that's what the accident did for him, with his faith, with his relationships. And I think he would love to see that portrayed here on screen, so people can walk away and realize what they've got here, you know, what they've got right now, instead of focusing on the things maybe that are less important.
You mentioned that filming starts in August, in a couple of weeks, in Nashville. Plans to do some of the filming in South Dakota?
That is right. Yep, we're gonna do a lot of it here in Nashville, and we'll be out there in South Dakota. So, you know, definitely different landscapes there. So we want to be able to show that contrast, and we're really excited that people are starting to filter in here in Nashville and just getting our team together. And you know, we've created a website for this. It's www.donmeyermovie.com, and we've actually created something pretty special here, I think, on the website. People can go and see how they can be a part of the film. You know, along the way, I've had a lot of people come up to me, and they just want so bad just to be a part of this. You know, they admire Coach, and they see what this message is trying to display. And, you know, not everyone has tons of money just to shell out for a movie. Well, we've created something that's similar to a Kickstarter, but it's not really like that. Where people are able to go online to the website, again, donmeyermovie.com, and see there's different levels that they can be a part of it. For instance, if somebody were to donate $10, you know, we could we give them a pen that says, "I help make the Don Meyer movie." And, you know, Coach and his pens, they're all very personal things. The levels are even named different things, like the little buddy level, the take notes level, the pick up trash level. And people are getting things in return for this, all the way up to being able to be flown in for the premiere of the movie in Nashville and to get to go to the premiere in Aberdeen. So it's a great way for people to take ownership without having to, you know, lose their hat financially, so to speak. And I think that we've gotten a good response, and we hope people can continue to go to the website and be a part of it, because really what they're doing is enhancing the film. You know, we've got what we need to make the film, but for instance, if we had 100 extras one day, but man, we sure could use 150, or we sure could use this type of lens on the camera that day, but we only could only rent it for 2 days, we'd love it for three. That's what these smaller donations are able to help us do, and enhance the film even more to make it even better. And so we're really excited to get the community involved and them have something in return and to really take ownership in that.
All right. And when do you expect those premieres to take place?
Well, we'd like this film to be released sometime at probably the end of March next year. So, you know, around basketball buzz, and I think it would be a great time to do it and to have something there for people. Not only do they have March Madness and the Final Four, well, they've also got, you know, a film about what it's kind of all about here from the coaching side, and something to fall back on towards the end of the season. So that's our ideal. As far as the premieres, we don't have those dates locked in yet, but, you know, it would be around that time, too.
All right. For more information, donmeyermovie.com. We'll also link to that on our webpage. Casey, thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you very much for having me. I truly appreciate it. And, you know, anybody out there who wants to keep up, obviously there's the website, and we have social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and it's all just Don Meyer Movie. So thank you so much for having us, and we're excited and love to catch back up and just keep you filled in.
Yeah, it'd be great to talk with you again. Thanks so much, Casey.
All right, take care.